And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, talk about a sign of the times. A 20-year-old student at Berklee College of Music has been forced to cancel its presentation about overcoming gender confusion after nearly 1,000 hostile comments and threats. His crime? Simply wanting to share how his father's refusal to let him transition as a teen ultimately saved his life. A sobering report from Chicago Public Schools, 82% of students can't do math. 74% can't read proficiently. But the federal government has just handed them nearly $1 million, but not for education, rather for LGBT programs and climate change training. Your tax dollars at work, folks. Well, a Florida mother is suing an AI company after her 14-year-old son's relationship with a chatbot ended in tragedy. The teen took his own life after believing he could join the AI character in her world. While the company claimed it's implementing new safety measures, this is a case that raises some serious questions about leaving children unsupervised with increasingly sophisticated AIs. In an age that virtual stuff is all the rage, maybe it's time we remember that real human connection's not optional. It's absolutely essential. Well, Democrats have unveiled their latest pitch to male voters, a $2 million ad campaign warning that Republicans might restrict access to pornography. When your election strategy amounts to nothing more than vote for sin, you've already lost the moral argument. And now to New York City, where they're considering requiring businesses to offer paid time off for employees with sick pets. Because apparently what that city needs right now is more reasons for people not to show up for work. In Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin is fighting back after a federal judge has ordered the state to put 1,500 non-citizens back on voter rolls, 11 days before the election, no less. A coalition of human rights organizations is calling for Pakistan's suspension from the Commonwealth over its blasphemy laws. Local activists, however, warned that such an action might actually increase persecution of religious minorities. In Michigan, two brave middle school girls recently spoke up about feeling unsafe with biological males in their bathrooms. And a school board member's response, girls, you need to get over your discomfort. When adults are telling children to ignore their safety instincts, something is very, very wrong. And to South Korea comes a powerful display of unity. An estimated 2.1 million Christians recently gathered in Seoul to affirm traditional marriage and family values. And talk about standing firm. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And also don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.